Parshas Lech Lecha, right? Beresh Chai Parshas Lech Lecha. Vani Kel Shakai, Hitalech Lefanai, go in front of me, Veheye Tamim, and be Tamim. This is God speaking, right? To Avraham Avinu, yeah? V'nir Eli, B'siyat Dishmaya. Seems to me, with the help of heaven, the Yadua, it's a known thing. Shame Kel Shakai, the name Kel Shakai, Mi'ir Ba'olam Habriya, gives its radiance, its light, in the world of Bria. Right, we have these four worlds, Asiya, the world of that which is made, it's the lowest world, the world of Yetzirah, the world of form, the world of Bria, of creation, and the world of Atzilis, which is just the Kodesh Baruch Hu's emanation. Right? So in this world, this is a world, Kel Shakai is the world, the shame, that's Mi'ir Ba'olam HaBriya, the world of Briya. Vatam, and the reason is, Ki Olam HaBriya, the world of Briya, Hu Olam HaShlishi, it's the third world, Asiya, Yitzira, Briya, right? Shasham Kedusha Mishuleshet, that's where we say Kedusha, that's where we say Kadosh, 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 where do we say that? Three times, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Three times you say Mishuleshet means three times. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. And where do we say that? We say that in the brachas, the brachas of Shema. The brachas of Shema, we say Kadosh, Kadosh, which is in Bria, yeah. No, Asher. V'lechein mi'ir sham kel shakai. Why? The cheshbona mushulash. Its cheshbon is, we see, mushulash. What does it mean? Kol shlishi hu Kuf Tes Vav. Kol Shlish, sorry. Kol Shalish Hu Kuf Tes Vav. A third is Kuf Tes Vav, which means 115. Kaminyan Chesed Gadol.
Like
Moshe. Yeah. Chesed Gadol is the gematria of 115. Lachain Moshe Rabbeinu Alav HaShalom Shezacha El HaNishamot Debina Debriya. He was zoche to the neshama of Bina de Bria. That means
neshama
of Bria. Kumo shekatu b'shar psukim. That's what the Arizal writes in Shar Psukim, Parshas Bereishis. Nikra Moshe, he's called Moshe. Shu mispa kel shakai. He's also the gematria of kel shakai. Shekol shalish hu mispa chesed gadol. All shalish, all third, is of the number Chesed Gadol. Shuhu Haya Besod Chasadim. He was the concept of the Chasadim. B'nefesh Ruach and Neshama Shalom. He represented this concept of Chesed, right? In the Nefesh Ruach and Neshama Shalom. Kumo Shekatu, like it's written. V'ter'e Oto. And Bat Paro saw him. Kitovu, he was good. He saw the oil in the O Hashchina. V'lachein nitna Torah al yado. The Torah was given through him. That Torah nitna lanu mi'olam habriya, was given to us from the world of Bria. Right. So it seems to be saying as follows, that since Chesed Gadol is a third of Kel Shakai, the gematria of Kel Shakai, which is 345, and also it's a third of Moshe Rabbein, Moshe, the gematria of Moshe, right? Who's Mispa Kel Shakai. So these represent Shlishim, they have their Hashpa in what's called Shlishim, in the Kedusha Mushuleshet, and Moshe's Hashpa came from the fact that he received the Shlish, that aspect of Shlish, which is Neshama Briya, i.e., the neshama of the third world from Asiya, right? That's what it seems to be saying. And also, he received the chasadim in the nefesh, ruach, and neshama shalom connected chesed gadol. Now, how is this related to the world kel shakai? Kel shakai, kel represents the shame of chesed. So shakai somehow must represent the greatness of that chesed. And we know that Shakai, Rashi explains it many places, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is Dai, it's a name of Kodesh Baruch Hu, that he's Maftiach something and he promises to give it. Should Dai, but Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's sufficient to Kodesh Baruch Hu to complete his Haftachot, his promises. His Haftachot of Schar and Onish, or his Haftachot of whatever promised the Avot. So you see that the Lashon of Kel Shakai is a Lashon of Chesed, the Chesed of the promise of reward. The promise of reward for our good deeds. That means, why is that chesed gadol? Because the biggest chesed is when a person gets reward for his own actions, his own deeds. It's not a chesed, a big chesed, to get rewards, nama de kisufa, free bread. We all want to toil to get what we deserve. That's the tachlis of the world. To get the biggest level of chesed, the biggest level of tov, is through our own toiling, with our free will, to receive that chesed gadol. So Kel Shakai represents this concept. Shakai can be represented as Shin Dai, right? Okay. So, Dai represents sufficient, right? It's sufficient, Kodesh Baruch has the ability to give us the Shin. Shin, like I explained, there's Shai Olamot of Schar. There's Shin Yud Olamot of Schar. This, right? 10, says the Gro, of for our positive commandments, positive deeds. Shin for our negative commandments. So the Dalet is that which is separating the Shin and the Yud, right? I.e., the Dalet represents that when a person, right, nullifies, Dalet always represents Malchus. Represents Dal V'Aniya. Dalet means Gomel Dalim, right? Dalet represents, the Gemara says, it's something which is poor, which doesn't have in himself. When a person puts himself in a place that is Dal V'Aniya, he's the receiving from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? He's the Malchus. When he's the Malchus, receiving the Malchus of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's this concept that now he's going to be able to receive the Shin Yud, the Shai Olamot. The Tachlis of this world is to be a representation of God's Malchus, the Dalet. And when a person does that, it's Dai LeKodesh Baruch Hu, it's sufficient for Kodesh Baruch Hu to give him the Shai Olamot, the Shin Yud Olamot. That's what Shakai, I think, represents. It's also the Midah of Yesod, the Midah of Yosef, the Midah of connection. That our way to connect to those worlds of Schar is through us nullifying ourselves and connecting with our Creator here. That His will becomes our will. V'hinei, back to the Baruch Chaim. Yadur, it's known, Yisrael nishmatam chatzuva mitachat kisei kavod. Your person's neshama comes from under the kisei kavod. That's the glory of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the malchus of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shu Olam HaBriya, which is in the world of Briya, i.e. the place that our neshamas come from is Tachat Kisei HaKavod, which is in the world of Briya. Besod, Baruch Elokeinu, blessed be our God, Shebaranu Lichvodu, that we were created for His honor, i.e. blessed be God, Shebaranu, the world of Briya is the place of His Kavod, right? Shebaranu Lichvodu, our creation was for His Kavod, therefore the place that creation, our neshama, is in the world of Briya, which is His Kisei HaKavod. Shasham Mi'ir, and that's the place, Shemi'ir Sham, Kel Shakai, is this name of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kel Shakai is Mi'ir, has its influence there. Shuhu Mishulash, it can be broken down into thirds of 115, right? Because it's 345. Kol Shalish Mispar, each third is chesed gadol, is a big chesed. V'lechein, im Yisrael yu shleimim, the Jewish people will be complete, ba'avoda ba'ava mishuleshet, with the love of Kodesh Baruch Hu mishuleshet, the three levels of love, so to speak. Shiyeh lehem ba'avodas Hashem yitbarach, they will be in the avoda of Kodesh Baruch Hu, ava b'kavana, with Ava of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the love of Kodesh Baruch Hu, with a proper Kavanah. Ava the Dibur, Ava in speech, and Ava the Maisa, and Ava in action. as then Ya'ir Behem, then will give light in them, Shem Kel Shakai. In other words, the Shlish of Chesed Gadol, the way Klal Yisrael reached the Maila of this Ha'ara of Kel Shakai, is through three aspects of bringing on themselves Kel Gadol. How do we bring Chesed Gadol? How do we bring Chesed on us? When we show Chesed to Kadosh Baruch Hu, when we show Ava and Chesed to Kadosh Baruch Hu, right, in our intention, in our speech, and in our action, that's three levels of Chesed Gadol, three aspects of Ava, brings on this shame, Kel Shakai, which is Me'ir Lanu, from the Olam Habriya, right? Shu Cheshbon Mishulash, it's this number which is a third, right? Koshlish Mispah Chesed Gadol. And all third is Chesed Gadol. Ki Ahava, since Ava, he mitzad Chesed. The love of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, obviously, is mitzad Chesed. That's the concept of Chesed. Besod Zera Avraham Ohavi. The children of Avraham, the offspring of Avraham Ohavi, who loves me, or I love him, right? That means Ava, we know Avram's Midas HaChesed. Midas HaChesed is this concept of Ava, right? That means when we show this Ava to Kadosh Baruch Hu these three ways, we bring on Chesed Gadol, Mishulash, in all three aspects of ourselves, and we're Zochet to the shame, Kel Shakai. V'gam Sham Hu Sod HaGdula. It's the sod of Hagdula, Vatiferet, right? V'lechach Ya'ir Behem Kel Shakai. Me'ir in them Kel Shakai. Gdula also represents Chesed, and right, Me'ir in, because of this Chesed that we do, this Shem Kel Shakai. Shu Shlosh Pamim Chesed Gadol. Gdula is also three times Chesed Gadol. Gedula obviously is not the gematria Chesed Gadol. It's Chesed. It represents, the word represents the Chesed of Kadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore it's this Gedula, when we have these three aspects of Avas Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Kavana, with intent, with speech, and with action, then we have Gedula, we have this greatness, which is the Shlosh Pamim Chesed Gadol, which is the Ha'ara, this influence of Kel Shakai from Olam Habriya, in our Nefesh, i.e. because of our actions, in our Ruach, because of our speech, and in our Neshama, because of our Kavanah, Shalahem. Va'al Shilush Zeh, and on these three aspects, Ramaz Lahem B'masha Amah, is hinted in what is said, V'yitem li l'sgula, and you should be for me a nation of a segula. What does it mean, segula? Dugmat hasegol. Segula means like something very precious to me. That's hasegol. Segol, shehu nekudat chesed. It's nekud of chesed, i.e. in all the nekud, there's different nekud which represents different aspects of the spheres, right? So there's, so in Ashrei it has the Kamatz, which is represent Keter, because Keter, Kamatz is Loshen Kmitza, Loshen which is, it's something which is hidden, something which is Kamutz, which is inward. Patach is Chochma, because Poteach is something which is Poteach, the beginning of the Gilui, the Reishis HaGilui is Chochma. Then it goes into, it speaks about Tzere is Bina, right? Right? The egg is Bina. Then you have Chesed, which is Segol, which is three, right? And he's going to explain it. Segol represents the three Nikudot. Because Shehu Nikudah HaChesed, Hu Mishulash, Beshlosh Nikudot. It's Mishulash with three Nikudot, says the Ben Ish Chai. Yeah? And then you have the. Then you have afterwards, you have. You have Shva, which is Gvura, and then you have Tiferet, which is Cholam, and you have Chirik for Netzach, and you have Shuruk for Hod, and then you have V'yaduahu, and it's a known thing, the Shleimut HaAvoda, a complete Avoda, is B'shlosh Pamim Ava, is in these three expressions of Ava, Haniskarim, that we mentioned, with Dibu, with the Machshava, thought, Kavana, Dibu, speech, and action. Remusa Ba'otiyot, Shilfnei Shem Havaya. It's hinted in the letters before Shem Havaya. What does it mean, before Shem Havaya? Means the letter before, the letter Shehem Kaf Vav Zayin Vav, i.e. the letter after. But it says Lifnei means in front of Shem Havaya. I mean, the letter in front of Yud is Kaf. The letter in front of He is Vav. The letter in front of Vav is Zayin. And the letter in front of He is
Kaf
Vav.
Kaf comes after Yud.
Shemisparam, because the mispa of this Shem, which is Lifnei, Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is three times Ava. So Ava is 13, and this shame is 39. Ubezeh, and therefore this shame is a remez to these three forms of Ava. And it represents a concept of Shmira, right? Represents Shmira. That's why you have it. The Shmira of the Mezuzah, have it representing the Mezuzah, represents Shmira. Because when a person has these three aspects of Avoda, he has Shmira. Ubezeh pirashti, and in this I explain the Pasuk, Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Telechu, after Kadosh Baruch Hu, you should go. Ki, this shame, Kaf Vav Zayin Vav, Shehem Mispah Shlosh Pamim Ava, which is 39, three times the gematria of Ava, which is 13. Achare otiot shem. They are after the name of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the alphabet in the alphabet. And uvezeh yuvan b'siyat d'shmaya. And therefore, it can be understood that when it says after Hashem, Elokechem Telechu, it means what's written after Shem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is the Shem, Kaf Vav, Zayin Vav, you should go in that way. That means you should go in that way, that you should have these Ava Mishuleshet, and that's the Telechu that a person should go. And then he'll have the Shmira of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Haremez Kan, and the hint here, Ani, that says by Avram Avinu, Ani Kel Shakai, Hitalech Lefanai Veyetamim. Okay? So it says, Ani Kel Shakai, Shushem HaMe'ir Babriya. This is the name, Kel Shakai, which is Me'ir in the Olam HaBriya. Shumishulash b'shalosh pa'amim chesed gadol, that it's contained, i.e. like we said above, it has the gematria of three times chesed gadol, right? 115, which is three times, is 345, which is kel shakai. V'lachein hitalech lefanai, go in front of me, kloma, be'otiyot shehem lifnei shmi, go in front of me, i.e. in the ways of the let of the my name, which is in front of my name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is this Shem, Kaf Vav Zayin Vav, right? Shem Mispa Shlosh Pamim Ava, which is three times Ava. Yeah? I.e., be complete in your Avodas Ava B'Kavana, in your thought, B'Dibu, in your speech, and in your actions. Shu B'Sod Chesed Gadol. This is the concept of Chesed Gadol, three times Chesed Gadol, in these three aspects of Ahava. Ubezeh tiyeh tamim, and in this you will be complete. Be'arat, and therefore you will get this Ha'ara. You will be complete in the Ha'ara, Kel Shakai. You will get this Ha'ara of Kel Shakai when you are complete in your Avoda, you get the complete Ha'ara. So if you're complete in your Avoda, in Ahava, in Olam, in Dibu, in Mais, Machshava, Kavana, Dibu and Maisa, in thought, speech and action, Ummacha, שאנחנו צריכים לעבוד את השם יתברך, we need to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu, ולקיים מצוותיו בשלוש פעמים אבא, with three times these three aspects of אבא, שהם כוון הדיבור עם הישם. ולכן הציצית, the tzitzit שהוא זכר לכל מצוות השם, who is the remembrance of all the mitzvot of Kodesh Baruch Hu, עושים בו טל קריחות. We make on it 39 קריחות. Right? לרמוז את ההינט שאנחנו צריכים לראות when we need to look at it, לזכור בו מצוות השם באהבה משולשת, to keep the mitzvot of Kodesh Baruch Hu with this אהבה משולשת, these three aspects of אהבה, בכוונה, בדיבור ובמעשה. לכן נקרא טלית, therefore the tzitzis is called the טלית, שהוא טל טי, דהיינו טל, which is 39, רמז לטל הנזכר, these three aspects of אהבה, which is gematria of 13 times 3, ותף יוד, שהוא מספר קדוש, is a gematria of קדוש, שימשך לנו, that will come to us קדושה ממצווה זו, will come to us the Kedusha from this mitzvah do, shel tal krichot tzitziot, from the tal krichot of the tzitziot, ki ein lanu hasaga, we have no way of reaching, ela b'tzitziot shebetalit, only through the tzitziot talit, v'lo b'guf atalit atzmo, and not the talit itself. We have no way of reaching the ha'ar of the talit itself, only the tzitziot, the corners, those tzitziot of the talit, that's our only hasoga, and that's the hasoga of Kel Shakai, which is to be shalem in the Kodesh Baruch Hu in all these three avodas. And when we have that, when we have that, the talit, which represents the chalukah derabanan, which represents the guf, the tchias hamesim, which will be me'ir, our neshama will be me'ir in that fully, and will be a full expression of our neshama. That's what the talis represents. A person will be zocher to that when he is shalem, when he's complete, in these three avas of Abba, the kavana, the dibuk, ubamaisa. And that's why the tzitzis of the talis hint to this concept. So now let's go back to the pasuk to make sure we have it. Ani kel shakai, that means Kodesh Baruch Hu saying, this ha'ar of Kel Shakai, which comes from Olam Habriya, when we are mekayim in ourselves, right, the three avas, the kavana, the dibur, ma'isa, v'telech lifanai, and therefore we will be zoche to the shame, which is in front of shame havaya, right, which is this shame of kaf, which is kaf in front of yud, vav in front of hay. Zion in front of Vav, and Vav in front of Hey, we will be zoch the shame, which is 39, which is 3 times 13, which is Ava, and we go with this concept of this Ava Mishuleshet, we be zoch to this shame of Kel Shakai, which will be a protection, which this is word Kav Vav Zion Vav represents, and we will be complete in this. In this, will be complete in this ha'ara of Kel Shakai from Olam Abriya. And when a person is zoche to that, then he's zoche also, like Moshe Rabbeinu, into his neshama entering him, which is Bina the Briya, and Moshe Rabbeinu was zoche to, which is this ha'ara of Kel Shakai.